1989. So I've had like 9 years of this overcast life. And I go to this meeting called Date Night, if that gives you any idea of what the... And I go into this room, and I was like, wow, I haven't slept with any of these people yet. And I'm listening to what they're saying, and I'm kind of giving them nodding. I'm working the steps. I'm nodding. And I see the steps on the wall and the traditions, and they make sense. I swear to God, when I saw the first step, I did not see the second half of the first step. I thought they added it years later. I even asked somebody, when did they put that not manageable part together? I'm working the steps by reading them every once in a while. I go to a couple meetings, and I'm keeping a periphery, but I'm also working the 13th step pretty good. And I ran across somebody, and he checked all the boxes with the exception of having money. He didn't just file for bankruptcy. It turned out I was the one making money in that relationship, but he was perfect for me. He could see through me. He knew where I was coming from. He knew exactly what to say. He had a heart of gold, and he'd help me out a lot. So his name was Tom. I met Tom. He was in the sign language interpreter section. So I thought he was deaf. It was safe to say stuff next to him. And one day, he turned and said something to me. I almost fainted. Like, oh my God, I've been talking about you out loud for that. Oh my God. So we got together, and we did all the things you're not supposed to do. We moved in together, and I quit eating red meat, and I quit smoking cigarettes, and I quit my job, and I went back to school, and I quit going to meetings. And I went back to a really intense program in school. Now I have to like make up for all the years that I was a D student. I had to get an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree in a very brief amount of time and then continue on to a program for chiropractic. I'm a chiropractor. So the chiropractic study is very intense. And it's a quarter system, and it's 7 days a week, and it's a commuter school. And so I'm doing all this stuff new, and I'm really occupied. I've made a point of being overly busy. So my sobriety at home, or my abstinence, I had an abstinence program at home with Tom, and then I had an abstinence program during the day with school. And the school was kind of neat because we all moved together in unison, so I developed some very deep relationships within that school atmosphere. What I wasn't doing was I wasn't developing any kind of emotional sobriety. I had no concept that sobriety meant anything other than just not drinking. So I wasn't drinking, and I wasn't smoking cigarettes or eating red meat or any of that good stuff. And when I met Tom, he was very fit. He had just ridden his bicycle across country, and he was in great shape. I did not know the difference between fitness and health. A lot of people don't. And it was a time when HIV testing was very controversial. You could lose your job, you could lose your funding, you could lose your housing, and you just didn't want to know. And I was convinced I had it, by the way. I was not being safe. My behavior started off safe in the morning, and by evening I was doing things that were unsafe. So I just assumed I had it, but I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know, and if I did know, what was I going to do about it anyway? People got it. People died right away. So we had to go through this process. I decided that we should probably get tested because this was getting serious between the two of us. And there was this really stressful process. You had to go across town to get an anonymous number, go to a different clinic, get a test, come back 2 weeks later to find out that you're probably going to die. Well, the news came back, and I was negative. You could have knocked me over with a feather, and Tom was positive. And we decided at that point, let's just stick with this because you never know what's going to happen. They could come up with anything at the last minute. So we're now going through school. I'm 3 years into a four-year program, and he's gradually getting sick, and I'm not noticing it because I see him every day. It wasn't until one day someone said, oh my God, when did that happen? And I saw it for new. And within about 24 hours, he passed away abruptly. Right in the middle of finals, midterm, state board tests, national boards, I was in an intense clinical entry test. I was in a period of time that was already stressful enough, and he dies at the same time. I have no emotional sobriety, and my friends, who are very close, all dudes, said to me, you're in a lot of pain. This is what works for us. And they gave me marijuana. And it wasn't alcohol, because remember, I'm still abstinent. I'm sober. And I started smoking marijuana, and it was super strong. In that five-year period, it had ramped up. Wow, is it strong. And it worked for about a minute. And dropped off, and I needed something else. So I'm smoking, and I'm playing.